Well, and a thought to end this hour. We've been bird watching here in Boston, and the Cardinals have arrived. The St. Louis Cards flew into Boston yesterday to face the Red Sox in Game 1 of the World Series tomorrow. Let's get a quick preview from Glenn Stout, series editor of the Best of American Sports Writing. And Glenn, the last time these two teams met in the World Series was in 2004. The Red Sox swept the Cardinals. That is not going to happen again, I'm guessing.
I'd be very surprised if it did. You know, back in 2004, the Cardinals sort of didn't show up, and the Red Sox had all the momentum going. This is an entirely different year, and these are two entirely different teams.
All right, let's talk about them. Start with pitching. It was so important in the Boston-Detroit pennant race just ended. Detroit's Max Scherzer, awesome, but not enough. How do the starting rotations stack up in the Cardinals-Sox series?
They stack up very, very closely to one another. Adam Wainwright is the number one pitcher for the Cardinals, and he's backed up by a couple of younger pitchers, most notably Michael Wacha, who's been the real revelation of the postseason. And then you have the Red Sox with John Lester, Clay Buchholz, and John Lackey, and Jake Peavy, a very experienced staff. So, you know, both of these teams are so close in so many ways that in the starting pitching, I think they're almost identical.
Well, and then go to hitting. I've been thinking a lot about this, Glenn, and the Sox strategy will, of course, be to hit a grand slam every few games.
That's a tough one to keep repeating, but it does point out something interesting, I think, in that both teams have very similar offenses in that they're not dependent on one or two guys to make the whole thing work. I call them whack-a-mole offenses. Mm-hmm. If you suppress some of the hitters, somebody's going to pop up late in the game and do something dramatic that the game may well turn on. So you really have to pay attention to both teams. You can't relax on any hitter because just about everybody can hurt you.
Right. They can either strike out several times in a row or hit a grand slam.
But exactly.
Right. But your thoughts on that, because other than the two slams, the Sox hitting was erratic. Lots of outs, lots of strikeouts. But some are saying that is a strategy. Wear down the opposing pitchers. Is that wishful thinking, or, you know, is this lack of consistent hitting going to be a problem?
Well, it is sort of the Red Sox approach is to draw the other team's starting pitcher out and get to the bullpen. And, you know, it's been working for the Red Sox thus far. I mean, any time you can see more pitches, you have a better chance of hitting one. You have a better chance that the other pitcher will make a mistake. So far, it's worked for the Red Sox. I don't expect much difference. The story of this entire postseason has basically been pitching. Games have been very close. There's been a lot of strategy. Games have turned on one or two plays. I expect to see the same thing to continue in the World Series.
So it's going to be pretty tight.
I think it will be very, very tight. I don't think it's going to be a sweep by either team. If you ask me for a prediction, I think it leans a little bit Boston's way because of the home field advantage.
I know, I wish you hadn't said that, though.
But then again, they're going to lose Mike Napoli when they play in the National League Park because
right.
Big Poppy's going to have to play first base.
Right, because the different rules. Yep.
Exactly. So by the narrowest of margins, I might say that the Red Sox have an edge. But this is going to be a series that you're really going to have to watch every inning and every pitch because it could turn at any moment.
Glenn Stout, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
And Jeremy, I'm sorry you said that. I think it's a jinx. From NVR and WBR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
We're funded by you, our listeners, and by Constant Contact, offering small businesses online tools like social media, event, and email marketing from one login at constantcontact.com.